All right.
Ouch.
The House. I tend to do that. House Transportation Committee will come to order. It is 3:15, right on time. And present are Representative Gruenberg, Representative Wilson, or Munoz, Representative Feige, and myself, Representative Pruitt. I will be acting as chair today. Let the record reflect that Representative Johnson and Representative Wilson are in leadership meetings, and Representative Peterson is out of the building. Today we have Nancy Hemingway, who is joining us as the House Recording Secretary. Thank you. And then Clint will be our LIO moderator. And Becky's back there as our committee aide. What we want to do today shouldn't take too terribly long. We are going to hear two bills. The first one will be HB 115, which is naming the Walter J. Hickel Expressway. And the second one is the SB 108, which is naming the Max Kavanaugh Jr. Memorial Passway, or overpass. We will hear HB 115 first, and we do have a committee substitute that I will need someone to go ahead and move. I don't know if Representative Munoz would please do that.
So I'd like to move the CS for House Bill 115 for discussion.
All right, seeing no objection. We have in front of us the CS, which is version M. And if, Aaron, if you would please go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us, obviously, who you're with.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Aaron Schein, and I am staff to Representative Craig Johnson. The purpose of House Bill 115 and the blank CS, which was offered today, is to concurrently name a 7.5-mile portion of Minnesota Drive and O'Malley Road in Anchorage the Walter J. Hickel Expressway, which extends from 15th Avenue to the new Seward Highway. By concurrently naming this section, no establishments or businesses have to change their name. Throughout his long and distinguished career, Walter J. Hickel served as governor of Alaska twice, as the U.S. Secretary of the Interior under President Richard Nixon, and advocated for the development of the state of Alaska and the circumpolar Arctic region. In his many elected and public roles, he successfully pushed to open Prudhoe Bay for oil development and oversaw the permitting process for the Trans-Alaska pipeline. We believe that concurrently naming this section of this road is fitting because he was a great advocate for public roads and transportation. In the letter of support from Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, he states, "I can think of no better road to bear Wally Hickel's name. This road runs through much of Anchorage life and infrastructure that Wally helped build." Thank you for considering this piece of legislation. And, Mr. Chairman, I'm available for any questions if you have them.
All right. Any questions from committee? All right. And I think, is there another road that has Wally Hickel that's officially called that? That's why we had to find this piece and name it Expressway. I'm trying to remember. I thought I heard something at one point.
Mr. Chairman, there at one point was the Hickel Highway, which was the Hall Road before, but that was a nickname, or I think it was called that. It was never official. And while it was brought up in communication that why are we naming something in Minnesota, and that's because it's the largest city in Alaska, and it's frequently frequented by many of the citizens of Alaska, and the Hall Road is fairly it's not something that most Alaskans get to drive on, so it's a reminder for
it's a little run down.
Governor Hickel.
Yes, high time I flew over.
Yes, and this is also, it runs through a lot of the infrastructure that Governor Hickel had implemented and advocated for in the state.
Okay, very good. Well, I confirm, do we have anyone online to testify? No one in the audience, so Representative Munoz.
Thank you. I'd like to move from committee CS for House Bill 115, version M, with individual recommendations. And I believe it's a zero fiscal note.
No, it's a $30,000
$30,000 fiscal note.
All right, seeing no objection, we will move HB 115 out of committee.
Thank you very much.
All right. Up.
That was easy.
Up next, we have the SB 108, and again, SB 108 is to rename overpass the, and I will let Senator McGuire get into the details of it. But Senator McGuire, if you would please join us. and put your name on the record and talk to us a little bit about SB 108.
Thank you, Chairman Pruitt. For the record, my name is Senator Liesl McGuire from Senate District N, Southwest Anchorage, and I'm here today to ask for your support in adopting Senate Bill number 108. The bill before you would name milepost 123.7 on the new Seward Highway after Specialist Stephen Max Kavanaugh Jr. In his honor. This bill is created to commemorate his life. He was an Alaskan soldier serving with the Warrior Transition Unit at Fort Richardson. He had recently returned to Iraq after serving and surviving in 300 convoys where he manned a 50 caliber machine gun, if you can believe that. He had survived all of those. He did have a traumatic brain injury, a minor traumatic brain injury, which I try to bring up in these hearings just to remind all of us that many of our heroes that are returning back from Iraq that are in these warrior units from Alaska as well as other places in the state, other places in the United States, are returning with these shrapnel injuries, these head injuries. However, he was rehabilitated, living his life, was out driving on the Seward Highway in an area that is well known in Anchorage as a moose corridor. And unfortunately, he was involved in a head-on collision with a moose and lost his life. Max was an organ donor, and his parents would like me to point that out, and I have in every committee that I've testified before. It was mentioned in his obituary, and I'm mentioning it here today. So his life went on to save many other lives through his tissue and organ. His life was the sixth human life in 2007 lost to a moose collision in the state of Alaska, and so it really hit home for our community. A project was put together to help increase safety in that corridor. Mr. Chairman and members of this committee, here in the Transportation Committee, I wanted to just expand a little bit so that you knew about some of the efforts. The effort was assisted by the Department of Transportation, the Highway Safety Office, the AmeriCorps Youth Program, the Department of Public Safety, and the Department of Fish and Game. The project area was the west side of the new Seward Highway between Diamond and O'Malley in my area and my district. The work area was between the bike trail and the highway right-of-way. For 4 days in October of 2008, we had volunteers, neighbors come out, cut, haul, and chip 11 dumpsters worth of willow, cottonwood, birch, and aspen trees. And just so this committee knows, as you go through your work and deliberations, when you look at particular transportation corridors, those particular trees along with lavender end up being the very kind of vegetation that moose love to eat. So they are an attractive nuisance. The moose will cross over any highway to get to them and eat and feed on them. So this effort today is to commemorate that particular section, milepost 123.7, in his name and honor him, and I'd urge members' support. And thank you so much for taking it up today.
Thank you, Senator McGuire. Representative Gruenberg.
You ready for a motion?
I am ready for a motion.
I move the
bill. Well, actually, let me make sure that there's no public testimony, and then we'll make that. Is there anyone? And is there anyone in the audience? All right, so public testimony is closed. I will take a motion.
Move the bill with individual recommendations.
Any objection?
I have no objection, but I would like to just state for the record that I really believe that this, that his death has raised awareness, you know, very tragic circumstances, obviously, but raised awareness to a serious problem throughout our state. And we've heard the issue of moose browse in this community, this committee, and looking at ways to try to resolve that and working with the Department of Transportation. I really appreciate you bringing this forward. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else have anything? Okay.
Mr. Chair, since I was out of the room when the other bill passed, I don't think I can move
You cannot.
I think somebody who was here should move to rescind the vote and do it, and then I'll vote.
Yeah.
To rescind the motion?
Yeah, because we didn't have a quorum then.
Okay. The original.
Representative Munoz, if you would rescind
the bill on the other bill.
On the other one, which is HB 115.
But we have a motion to move the first, the second.
Yeah, we're kind of.
Did we complete that motion?
We completed. We've passed out with individual recommendations and fiscal note.
Okay. And if I may, I'd like to move to rescind the vote on, was it HB 115?
115.
Yes, 115.
And if I could get a motion to pass 115 from committee.
So without objection, yeah.
Okay.
The motion passes to rescind the vote.
Yes.
Right. And then we need a new motion. I'd like to move HB 115 version M, the CS for HB 115, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
All right. Any objection from the committee? No objection. All right. Well, HB 115 will pass from committee, as did SB 108. With that, we have nothing before us here, and I know everyone kind of is pushing to get to their other things, so we will, as shown by the run I had to make to get everyone here. So we'll go ahead and adjourn at, I will well, the chair, Representative Wilson, to have a something, please.
I just want to announce that we'll be having a committee meeting tomorrow at 3. Or at one tomorrow. And we've got two bills.
Two of us have to.
Two of us are on judiciary.
Oh, well, then, how long do you have a full schedule?
I only know of one bill. That bill is going to be a knockdown.
Okay, then.
Yes, it's going to take some time.
Well, we might have to do it at 3 then. I mean, does anybody can have anything at 3?
Call the chair then?
I don't have anything at 3, but.
Chair, what are the bills on schedule tomorrow?
They're like these, very short ones. They're naming something or other. I think one of them is yours, I think. Anyway.
This is your budget. Okay.
I don't remember. They were read across today, and so I thought, well.
Two read across today.
And I think they're both Senate bills, I think, but I'm not sure. But, So I'd like to meet tomorrow so that we could get that taken care of. So I'll just say 3:00, and if that if you think you could come at 3, then we'll do 3.
Anything for you, Chairman.
Very nice.
Is
that
3:00 is
usual? Is there anything else from the committee that they would like to address before we do gavel out? Okay, we will adjourn at 1:30. Thank you for being here.